My name is Paola Testa. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. It's the 1st of August 2009 and the time is 5:25 a.m. Please could you tell me your full name, your date of birth and where you're from?
My name is Hannah Doherty. My date of birth is 21/5/59 and I'm from Notting Hill in London.
How are you feeling about going on the fourth plinth this morning?
Well, slightly daunted because of the reality of being here and having thought about what I was going to do on the plinth. Now I have to get up there and make it work. And it's quite early in the morning. And because I knew I had to get up very early, I didn't sleep very much. So, like everybody in the One Another office, I'm quite tired and confused, but I'm sure the adrenaline will get going once I find myself up there.
How did you first hear about the project?
I read about it in the press.
And what is it that inspired you to apply?
Actually, I didn't apply. My daughter, who's here with me, she nominated me without telling me. And the first thing I knew was I got an email saying that my application had been unsuccessful. So I thought that was probably a mistake. And I mentioned it to her and she said, no, I nominated you. And then obviously my name went back into the drawer for the following month and my name came up. And at that point I thought, well, perhaps this is an interesting thing to do. And I, in some ways, wanted to do it for her. She's a history of art student, who's recently done art A-level, and for her it's a very interesting project, so perhaps for me to be doing it and her watching is important.
And how did you react when you found out your daughter had nominated you?
Well, I was surprised and quite pleased, but didn't imagine my name would come up because, it doesn't. It's like winning the raffle or something, isn't it?
And has your daughter applied by any chance?
I think she did, actually. Yes, I think she did. But whether she'll still want to do it and do something different if her name comes up, I don't know. I don't know.
And what happened when you did get a place? How did you feel?
Fine. I looked at the early time and thought, ooh, that's a bit early for a Saturday morning. But once I knew I was going to do it, I thought it wasn't something that I would then turn down because it suddenly seemed like an opportunity. And I think the premise of the idea is great, so why not be a part of it? And I'm a Londoner, so this is Trafalgar Square is this almost the centre of London, and I've been interested in what's been on the plinth before, and I like the idea of it, so why not?
Is the fact that it's in Trafalgar Square significant?
I think it's significant in obvious ways that, the plinth is just beneath the National Gallery, which houses, some of the most remarkable art in the world, and, Trafalgar Square is the centre of, lots of events, it has a historical significance, but also I think it has a significance if you are a Londoner.
And are you a follower of Gormley's work?
Yes, I don't. Yes, I've been to exhibitions of his. I went to the last exhibition at the Hayward Gallery, and yes, I am. But I wouldn't claim to be, to know it all or be completely knowledgeable about it. But yes, yeah. I mean, I wasn't surprised that it was he that was involved with it, and it was the kind of idea that I imagined that he could come up with. If someone said, which artist would you associate with a project like this, then yes, I might have guessed it was him.
And what does it mean to you to be a part of the project?
I think it's more to do with the interest in doing it and for me, thinking about what I would do with the opportunity, I'm not sure that I've got a great sense of the kind of community of people who are doing it. It seems to me to be kind of one followed by another, by another, by another. So, you know, I've never been part of a sort of living art event, so it's interesting in that way, and I'm sure I won't forget doing it, but it doesn't have some sort of deeper significance for me, no.
Have you participated in arts projects before?
No, I haven't.
And what will you be doing your hour?
Well, what I'm going to do, and I've had a few false starts with this, which I could tell you about, but I am going to, I've got a flat pack framed canvas cupboard with me. And while I'm up there, I'm going to put it together, and which involves, you know, screwing it together and putting on top and the rest of it. And then I'm going to get into it, and I'm going to remain there for whatever time I've got left of my hour, and then at the end, obviously, I will emerge and bring it down with me.
And how did you reach the decision to do that?
Well, I tried to... there were the two separate aspects of it. The first aspect was that I wanted to be creating or constructing something while I was up there. You know, I'm not an artist. I know people have drawn up there, but to me it was central actually to be making or creating something myself. So that was one aspect of it. The second aspect of it was I started thinking about what it might be like to be a statue on a plinth and the lack of privacy that that involved. And perhaps that was a little unfair that a statue had to be stared at day in, day out. And so I wanted to create a sort of haven, if you like, an escape for a statue on a plinth. And I think that took me to a sort of wider thought about the, you know, if you live, as I have most of my life, in a city as big as London, you know, you're part of this sort of vast community, but I think we all have a very strong instinct to nest and create our own place and make it our own. So I wanted to represent that in some way. And so I think it was just a feeling that I wanted to create a new space within the space and create an escape, which we do, and a place to contemplate. And we do that as people, but perhaps we deny it to inanimate objects, which is, I suppose, what a statue is. So that was the sort of genesis of it, that you can interpret it any way you want.
Why did you pick that over other ideas that you had?
Some of it was practicality. I thought about sort of trying to turn myself into a statue almost with paint. One stage, rather than making a cupboard, I thought about making a bed, taking a flat back bed and putting that together and then lying in it, because after all it is rather early in the morning. But I think the cupboard to me became a more sort of significant idea in terms of what I was saying earlier about, you know, being able to remove oneself from your surroundings, because I think that's such a sort of basic human right, that the privacy and the sense of not being watched all the time, you know, which is another, I suppose, rather hot topic at the moment. You know, you feel that if you live in a city like this, if you walk about the streets, it's not only other people who are possibly looking at you, judging you, but so are security cameras, so are... There's very little time that we have when we're kind of out of public gaze, if you're in a public place. And so... I suppose the cupboard took on a kind of additional significance for me above the original idea of just making a bed and sleeping in it, which was, I suppose, you know, came out of the fact it was going to be rather early on a Saturday morning. So I think it brought together all the different thoughts that I'd had.
Do you have any expectations about what it will be like up on the plinth?
No, not really. I mean, I know the buildings around the square a bit, so it's a different perspective, rather like when you find yourself in the top of a tall building and what's around you looks different from a different angle and often more impressive. But no, I don't have any fixed idea as to what it will feel like.
What do you hope will happen when you get up?
Well, I mean, in practical terms, I hope that I will be able to construct my cupboard without losing all the bits, the screws falling over the side, and me, you know, failing to put it together in the correct way, because if that's the case, then it'll all be a bit of a damp squib. So I think, I just want to be able to spend the hour in the way that I've planned. And I think, depending on how much time I've got left once I've made it and put it up and I've got into my cupboard, then, you know, I'm then in my safe place and my haven that everybody should have. And then, you know, I'm able to kind of contemplate life in a different place from usual. And that might be interesting.
Do you have any concerns about going up?
No.
And who would you say that you're doing it for?
Oh, my daughter, because it was her idea and because she's very interested in art, and we talked a bit. I came up with ideas and I talked to her and my other children a little bit about it, so I guess I'm doing it for her in the sense that I wouldn't have nominated myself, probably. And I think now, subsequently, I've realised I'm doing it for myself, because I did become quite caught up in thinking about it and my interpretation of being there and not necessarily having to do anything, but wanting to do something and feeling for myself that I wanted to be fulfilling some sort of idea, I suppose. That became important. It became important to me to get the right one. So, you know, when I thought of things and I was quite hard on myself in rejecting them because they wasn't quite what I wanted to put across or do, and I think this is. So in that sense, happy about it. I might not when it all goes badly wrong, or, you know, but we'll see.
Have you felt pressure to perform at any point?
No, I haven't felt pressure to, but I haven't felt that I've wanted to either, because that wouldn't come naturally to me. I think I'd find it odd and probably embarrassing, and also it doesn't seem to me to be what it's about. Although, having said that, I was aware of the kind of visual aspect of what I was doing. So I did actually start with a bigger and much heavier cupboard, and I put it together at home as a sort of dry run to make sure that I was going to be able to was going to work, and it didn't. I cut a few corners and it collapsed on top of me, and it was quite heavy and it hurt. And at that point I realised that kind of wasn't going to work, although visually it might have been more interesting, I suppose, than what I've got. So that was an interesting journey for me too, because it made me realise that, you know, there are practicalities, you know, you can't just... I mean, I wouldn't have been able to lift it up there on my own. That might have made it too difficult to do. So it became a kind of compromise, but with the central thing that I wanted it to, I minded how the whole thing would look on the plinth. I did think about that quite a lot, but I think that's something different from the idea of performance.
What do you do day to day in your ordinary life?
I am a teacher. I teach in adult education, so in a further education college.
And is that something you enjoy?
Yes, I do. Yes, yeah.
And how did you become a teacher?
Well, I've done quite a lot of other things. I didn't start training until my mid-40s, so I've done a number of other things as well. And I did it partly because it suited the stage I'm at with my family, with sort of medium-sized children at that time. And partly for a few sort of altruistic reasons, I suppose, that I teach literacy, and it's often about giving a second chance to people who've somehow missed out in education terms, and seems worthwhile. Sometimes it works better than other times, and lots of things that make it difficult, but it's rewarding, and it's gone on being rewarding, so I do it.
And what are the things that are important to you in your life at the moment?
My family. I think that's an impossible question, actually. Probably all the things that are important to all of us, you know. Big things like world peace and sustaining our environment and all those things that it's easy to trot out, but I do think about. But also my family and my friends and the people that I'm close to.
And how would you summarise your experience of the project since applying, or your daughter applying, and to this moment now?
Fine. I mean, I've had quite a lot on my plate recently, and I shelved kind of thinking about what I was going to do and addressing the practicalities of being here and that kind of thing, really until the middle of last week. So, I haven't had very many days of trying to get organised for it. It's been a bit last minute in some ways, but in some respects I think that's a good thing, because I haven't I still feel there's a element of it being slightly ad hoc in terms of what I wanted to do up there. I didn't want to do anything that was too overplanned, if you like. I wanted to sort of think about it and wait for an idea I was happy with to float into my head, but I didn't want to do something that involved masses of preparation, I suppose.
And before we finish, is there anything that we haven't asked you that you might like to add to the interview or tell us about?
No, I don't think so. No.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.